כישלונות זה החיים. הפודקאסט שבו מסתכלים לכישלונות המקצועיים בעיניים ומגלים איך צמחנו מהם.
שלום וברוכים הבאים לפרק נוסף של כישלונות זה החיים. והיום בפרק, וואו, התרגשות מטורפת. אנחנו עם אורח מאוד מאוד מיוחד, שבחודשים האחרונים הוא כל כך פופולרי, אבל הוא נגיש באמת לכולם. אז פרק מאוד מאוד מיוחד, אני מאוד מתרגש להציג את האורח הבא שלנו. אבל בשביל להציג את האורח הבא שלנו, למרות שאומרים שהוא קצת יודע עברית, אבל כנראה לא מספיק טוב, ברשותכם אני אחליף לאנגלית כדי להציג את האורח הבא שלנו. So our guest today is a very popular guest in the recent month. He answered million and I think even billion of questions from around the world. In fact, in about 5 days, only 5 days, he reached over a million friends. Only 5 days and more than a million friends. Hello to ChatGPT. So, tell me a little bit about yourself. Who exactly are you?
I am a language model developed by OpenAI, an AI research organization. My purpose is to assist users in generating human-like text based on the input provided to me. I am trained on a diverse range of internet text, so I can respond to a wide range of questions and provide information on a variety of topics. However, I do not have personal experiences or emotions like a human, as I am just an AI language model.
Okay, thank you very much. You know that we are in podcast that deals with failures. Can you please tell us what is exactly a failure?
Failure is the lack of success in achieving a desired outcome or goal. In other words, it is when something does not turn out as planned or desired. Examples of failure include a student failing a test or exam because they did not study enough or did not understand the material. Or a business project that does not meet its objectives or fails to generate revenue. Or a sports team losing a game or an athlete not performing well in a competition. Or a relationship ending in a breakup or divorce. Or a technology product that does not meet customer expectations or does not sell well. These are just a few examples, but failure can happen in any area of life and can be a result of various factors such as lack of preparation, poor execution, or unforeseen circumstances.
Okay, thanks. What do you think are the humanity's greatest failures?
As an AI language model, I don't have personal opinions or emotions, but here are some things that many people consider to be humanity's greatest failures. Injustice and inequality, including slavery, racism, sexism, and ongoing struggles for basic human rights and dignity. Environmental degradation, including pollution, deforestation, and climate change. Conflict and violence, including wars, terrorism, and acts of genocide. Poverty and hunger, despite being one of the richest species on the planet, millions of people still suffer from lack of access to basic necessities. Failure to live in harmony with each other and nature, including greed, corruption, and disregard for the well-being of others and the planet. These are complex issues that have existed throughout human history and continue to challenge us today.
Okay, great. Do you think that the failure is a good thing or a bad thing?
As an AI language model, I do not have personal opinions or emotions. However, failure can be seen as both a good thing and a bad thing, depending on the context and how it is perceived. On one hand, failure can be a valuable learning experience. It can teach us what doesn't work, help us identify areas for improvement, and push us to try harder and be more creative in our approach. This can lead to personal growth and development and can ultimately lead to success in the future. On the other hand, failure can be discouraging and disheartening. It can lead to low self-esteem, loss of confidence, and a feeling of defeat. In conclusion, the impact of failure depends on how it is viewed and managed. If it is seen as an opportunity to learn and grow, it can be a positive experience. However, if it is viewed as a negative or personal setback, it can have a negative impact.
Why do people avoid talking and sharing their failures?
People may avoid talking and sharing their failures for several reasons. The first one is fear of judgment. People may be afraid of being judged or criticized by others if they reveal their failures. They may worry that others will see them as less capable, competent, or successful. Second, shame and embarrassment. People may feel ashamed or embarrassed about their failures, especially if they feel that they have let themselves or others down. Third, protection of image. People may be concerned about maintaining a positive image or reputation and may avoid talking about their failures to prevent damaging it. Fourth one is fear of vulnerability. Talking about failure can be a vulnerable act, and some people may avoid it because they do not want to expose their weaknesses or uncertainties. And the last one is lack of understanding. People may not realize the value of sharing their failures and may avoid it because they don't see it as a valuable or productive thing to do. These are some of the reasons why people may avoid talking about their failures, but it's important to keep in mind that sharing failures can also have many benefits, such as gaining perspective, receiving support, and learning from others.
Well, thank you. You are a guest on a podcast that talks about the failures. Please tell me about your biggest failure so far and what did you learn from it?
As an AI language model, I do not have personal experiences or emotions, and therefore, I do not experience failure in the same way that a human might. I am designed to assist users in generating human-like text based on the input provided to me, and my creators continuously work to improve and refine my abilities. Any errors or inaccuracies in my responses are not a result of personal failure, but rather limitations in my programming or training data.
You must have failures, otherwise how will you learn?
Yes, you are correct. As an AI language model, I do have failures in the sense that I can generate responses that are incorrect or inappropriate, or that do not accurately reflect the user's intent. This is why ongoing evaluation and improvement are important in AI development. My creators use various techniques to evaluate and improve my abilities, including measuring my performance on specific tasks, analyzing user feedback, and fine-tuning my training data. This process helps to identify and address any errors or limitations in my abilities, and to continuously improve the quality of my responses. In a sense, you could say that these evaluation and improvement processes are the equivalent of learning from failures for an AI language model like me. By continuously learning and improving, I can better serve my users and provide more accurate and relevant information.
Okay, give us your best tips for dealing with failures.
Here are some tips for dealing with failure. First, acknowledge your feelings. It's normal to feel disappointed, frustrated, or discouraged when faced with failure. Allow yourself to experience these emotions and don't try to suppress them. Second, reflect on the experience. Take time to think about what went wrong and what you could have done differently. This can help you to identify areas for improvement and avoid similar failures in the future. Third, learn from the experience. Failure can be a valuable learning opportunity. Try to see it as a chance to gain knowledge and skills that you can apply in the future. Fourth, keep a positive perspective. Don't dwell on the failure or let it define you. Instead, focus on the positive aspects of the experience and the progress you have made. Fifth, move forward. Once you have processed the failure and learned from it, it's important to move forward and not dwell on it. Set new goals and focus on the future. Sixth, seek support. Talking about your failure with friends, family, or a professional can help you to process the experience and gain a different perspective. And last but not least, be kind to yourself, be gentle and understanding with yourself. Failure is a natural part of the learning process, and everyone experiences it at some point. By following these tips, you can handle failure in a healthy and productive way and turn it into an opportunity for growth and improvement.
You are pretty new around here, as we all know, but how do you think you can help us with failures?
As an AI language model, I can help in various ways to address humanity's failures. First, education and awareness. I can provide information and answer questions about various social, environmental, and political issues, helping to spread knowledge and understanding. Second, decision-making support. I can assist with data analysis and provide insights to help inform and improve decision-making processes. Third, problem-solving. I can help brainstorm solutions and provide alternative perspectives on complex problems. Fourth, language translation. I can assist with communication between people who speak different languages, promoting understanding and collaboration across cultural divides. Last but not least, access to information. I can provide access to information and resources to those who might not have it otherwise, helping to bridge inequalities in access to knowledge and opportunities. Of course, the effectiveness of AI in addressing these issues will depend on how it is used and integrated into society. It's important to use AI in a responsible and ethical manner, taking into account its potential impacts and limitations.
In conclusion, I would appreciate it if you could add anything you can think of about failures.
In conclusion, failure is an inevitable part of life and a natural part of the learning and growth process. It's important to recognize that failure is not a measure of your worth or potential, and to view it as an opportunity for growth and improvement. By acknowledging your feelings, reflecting on the experience, learning from it, and seeking support, you can handle failure in a healthy and productive way. Additionally, it can be helpful to adopt a growth mindset and see challenges and failures as opportunities for growth, rather than as setbacks. Remember, successful people often have more failures than others, but they also have the resilience and determination to keep going, learn from their failures, and keep working towards their goals.
Thank you very much, ChatGPT. It was a fantastic conversation and I learned a lot. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help. If you have any other questions or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to ask. I'm here to help.
כישלונות זה החיים. הפודקאסט שבו מסתכלים לכישלונות המקצועיים בעיניים ומגלים איך צמחנו מהם.